A successful field goal kicker in high school football is a double-edged sword. On one hand, the kick counts as 3 points for the team. On the other hand, it means the team failed to make a third down, and 3 points is better than a punt. In the early days of football, field goals were hard to come by. There wasn't a lot of focus on the kicking game at all. One of the most interesting field goal attempts came against Cameron in 1930 when Chillicothe attempted a fourth-quarter field goal. The kick went off the side of the foot of the Hornets kicker and landed in the arms of a Cameron player called Demp Eaves. Eaves ran the ball back 95 yards for a touchdown, the only score in the game with a minute 30 left, and Cameron won 6-0, breaking the Hornets back. Prior to that, in a game on November 20, 1925 at home against Maryville, the Hornets' Ralph Norman kicked a 25-yard field goal for a 10-7 Hornets lead and wouldn't hold up in a Maryville 14-10 lead. So what makes that 1925 field goal so important? It would be the last successful field goal score for Chillicothe in 35 years. On October 8th, Chillicothe senior offensive lineman and kicker Butch Schaefer kicked a 25-yard field goal 35 years later in the first quarter against Milan for a 3-0 lead. Years later, Schaefer would remember the event, saying in the following kickoff, he was so excited he made it downfield to help on the tackle, despite not feeling very well due to illness. A second quarter safety for Chillicothe would make it 5-0, and a 23-yard Don Williams run would make it 11-0. Unfortunately, Milan would score twice in the final quarter for the 14-11 win over the Harry Hayes-coached Hornets. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.